This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
Is this one of TX's favorite topics or not? I know you love certain other topics, but this, you seem to want to die on a hill.
Thank you.
No, you just get passionate about things, and then you're willing to
dig your heels in.
Yes.
Yeah. End relationships. Never speak again. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm all for it.
So basically what we're going to do is we're going to give you guys the radio station, and you defend a position. But it's like Steve is literally doing the crane.
What?
It's radio.
I'm defending.
No, can defend.
I literally had no idea what that's you defend. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
You can kick my ass there. It's all good. It's easy.
But it's, I don't think you can call and, like, I'm willing to die on the hill that, like, beaches are amazing. Because we all agree.
Okay.
Beaches are the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mr. Anti-Breakfast over there is like, I don't like beaches.
I don't like beaches. They're the worst.
Is that
I'll
a hill?
Die on that hill, yeah. Just not at the beach. That'd be a nice, calm, maybe like a
I
meadow hill.
I want you to
hill.
Know that there's not any beaches on a hill.
Like a sand dune thing. I'm staying away.
You're willing to die on the hill. The beaches are not good.
I will, yeah. Yeah.
Why are they not? What's not good about them?
The sand is too hot. The sun is too hot. The water's too hot. The car ride there is pretty hot. The parking lot's really hot.
Do you think maybe this is a you thing?
No, I think it's too hot. I think everything's too hot. And sand gets everywhere, and you get sunburned.
Okay,
and
you're going to have better, if you're going to call in, you got to have better arguments than that.
Yeah.
Just call in and go,
I haven't heard you refute it.
I don't like spaghetti because sometimes it's too hot. Plate's too hot. Meatballs are too hot.
That's always like, let's pack up all our stuff. Let's drive for a ungodly amount of time. Let's park way far away. Let's walk in the sand on our weird little flopper flip-flops where it's still too hot. And then let's go. And then we finally get here. And we could just sit and roast.
And look at the beauty
and
of nature,
roasted,
you idiot.
We go, okay, what? I guess time to hit the trek back to the car. Hope it's cooled down a bit. Nope, it's even hotter. It's even later in the day.
He nailed everything.
See,
no.
Oh, my God.
Don't get in the water, and then you just get hot again.
Oh, my God. The things I was thinking of is, like, I'll die on the hill that every sports bar in America makes nachos wrong. It's like, we have nachos that are the size of the Twin Towers. And you're like, I don't want it tall. I want it flat.
Oh,
nachos
okay.
should be flat.
Spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Not built up.
Not built up because you build them up. It's like, let's put a bunch of chips. Now put toppings on it. Well, guess where the toppings are? On the top.
Sometimes the nachos are too hot.
Oh.
This is why.
The plate's too hot.
If you're going to make nachos tall, you need to adopt the Dairy Queen model of the peanut butter parfait. You start, the peanut butter parfait has hot fudge on the bottom.
Too hot.
Then, here comes some ice cream. Oh, stop with the ice cream. Let's do another layer of peanut butter, of the hot fudge with the peanuts. Right? Do that with nachos. because you're at the sports bar, you're Tom's watch bar, trying to watch your favorite thing. Oh my God, this is so good. Now I just have a pile of chips.
Yeah.
Back on Dairy Queen, this is another hill I'm gonna die on.
Oh my God.
But I went through the drive thru once and they gave you the Blizzard and I was not paying attention, and then the slider opens, so she's gonna hand me, and I look over and she's got the thing upside down.
Oh. They
had a heart attack. I was like, oh my God, I thought she was punching me, or it looked like she was throwing it at me. And she's like, no, I'm just holding it upside down. It's like,
they have to do that.
Okay.
That's a you problem.
No,
you're scared of someone punching you with the Blizzard.
We get it. It's ice cream. It's not a liquid.
Thank you.
We don't have to, what are you holding it upside down for?
Because they've blended it, and normally when you blend it, it gets runny, but they're saying we blend it, but it's still, our Blizzards can still be upside down.
I'm just saying, I believe you. I believe you. I'm already here. I already purchased what I'm going to buy. I'm not going to be like, well, take it back.
I don't think this is, your hills aren't hills to die in. You're just curmudgeon.
You know what? Blizzard's too cold.
All right. We'll give you some more examples, but if you have something, we're giving you the radio station to tell us the hill you're willing to die on. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I am a big candle person, but no candle should ever smell like food.
That's a good hill.
Every once in a while, maybe like a coffee.
Or like a champagne apples and one. Cinnamon, maybe a little bit.
No, those are the worst.
But why can't they smell like food?
Because
it's a candle. No food.
You want them? I want my house to smell like.
You only smell good.
Like potpourri or something. Like somebody
fresh
gave
linen.
Me. Yeah, fresh linen. Great. Somebody gave me a cantaloupe candle. And I lit it and I was like, I forgot that it was cantaloupe. And then I'm walking around my house. I'm pulling my trash can and I'm like, oh my God, there's a rotten cantaloupe somewhere in my house.
Okay, so you love bacon. Why can't you?
I don't want bacon smell in my house unless it's bacon.
No, you want but it's a good smell, like a food smell.
Yeah, like a sugar cookie, vanilla.
That's just going to make you hungry all damn day.
Oh, you have no.
I'm already hungry all damn day. Don't need the candle to do that.
Not hungry enough to eat a Blizzard after somebody punched you in the face.
I'm going to eat the Blizzard. I don't need to be proven that it's thick. I know it's thick. It's a Blizzard.
I have another. I just read this one, and I'm actually willing to die on this hill. The only way I grew up eating cake one very specific way. And since I've moved out of my parents' house, no one will let me eat cake this way.
In a bowl with milk?
You damn Skippy. And I will die on the hill. If you haven't had cake and milk, if you have cake and milk, you will not. Somebody
that
brings
you. That sounds so weird.
It's
I've never.
The best thing.
What's the ratio? What's the ratio, though, of the cake to milk, though?
So the cake.
A piece
is,
of cake.
So you're in a shallower bowl, not because you don't. You want to be able to see the cake, you know? You don't want to, like, have the cake obscured by the bowl.
Okay.
So, like, my mom would make this chocolate cake that was moist but not always the moistest or whatever, or it'd be there on the counter for a couple days. Yeah. And then you put it in milk, and I would, like, knock it over so the frosting's on the side instead of the top.
Okay.
And then cover it in milk, and then the whole thing is moist, and then you just, and I save the frosting till the very end. Cake and milk.
So enough milk to cover all the cake.
Cover the bottom of the
bottom
cake.
Bottom of
like
the cake.
Maybe an inch of milk. Treat it like cereal. And then you're just sitting there and you're doing, like you're eating it like cereal. Cake and milk is a hill I will die. If you, Tiak?
I have not tried that.
But will you?
But it could get me into cereal. I'd start eating breakfast for sure.
Dude, I mean, tell me the downside of it.
I don't know. Does it get soggy? It doesn't get. Is there weird? Do you drink the milk at the end? Is there leftover? That's the. Okay.
Oh, the cake milk is a good. Okay.
But
oh my God. It's. I don't even care if it's chocolate, then obviously you have chocolate milk. But if it's Funfetti, Funfetti milk? Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
It's like Fruit Loop milk.
So it could be. Oh, okay.
Oh my God. It's so good. Cake and milk.
Oh, yeah, that's a hill you're
I'm dying on that hill.
Okay. It's a new afternoon show.
All right, if you have something you want to die on the hill for, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
All right, we're letting people die on a hill today.
Yep, yeah.
I made my nachos argument.
Yes.
That nachos shouldn't be taller. They should be wider. I feel the same way about burgers.
You know what? We keep building them taller and taller.
It doesn't need to be taller.
Sticks in them to keep it all together.
Don't do that. Remember Grandpa's Burgers?
Yeah.
Like it's a big,
yes,
flat, white. Nice. It's like almost like a pita size.
Thank you.
That's a better burger.
Thank you.
I don't need a burger that I have to unhinge my jaw like a T-Rex.
I'll die with you like, on that hill. Yeah,
let's get on the hill, Steve.
Okay.
Danny?
Yeah.
What hill are you going to die on? Yay.
The missionary position hill.
Wait a minute. You're saying what about that?
The missionary hill is the best position, and it's, if you close your eyes, it's just like being in all the others, and it's just as good.
Well, that's the one where the man's doing all the work, right?
Yeah, the man's doing all the work, but the lady has to get in the right position.
Okay.
Partner.
All right, so the hill you're dying on is that, sort of, we've all watched so much other things where we think we got to have a trapeze and she's got to be somewhat of a contortionist and is like, this is just, everything gets touched the right way if we just stick with the basics.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. My wife has always been mostly just missionary and I hated it forever, but now I'm fully convinced because it when it's done right, it's best.
So you're on her hill is what you're saying. We can barely see her mouth moving when you talk. Thank you for the call, Danny. I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Really?
Why?
I get it. You're just too lazy.
Thank you.
You're like, let's... How about I just lay here?
Okay.
Elena.
Yay.
What hill are you going to die on?
You do not say you've read a book if you listen to it on an audiobook.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Okay. Yeah.
No, that's irritating as hell. People are like, I'm reading this new audiobook. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, or people like say they've read like 100 books a year on Goodreads, and turns out they listen to all of them.
I mean, you still
read it.
But you still took the knowledge on, I can't read. And I'm not saying I can't read. I'm physically capable of reading. But if I sit down, I will fall asleep.
Mm.
The only way I could read is if I would read while I'm on a bike. And that seems problematic. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't.
Exercise bike.
Yeah, I guess. But me on a Peloton with like a Harlequin romance feels like I'm getting kicked out of the gym.
That would happen.
Thank you for the call, Elena. Chelsea.
Yay.
What hill are you going to die on?
Well, first of all, I agree with him. Beaches suck.
No, they don't. Ugh. Beaches are the best. In fact,
trust me.
Okay.
All of our Floridians, we hate the beaches.
No, okay. So what's your problem?
Hot. But my hill that I will die on is the Monopoly man had a monocle.
No, he didn't.
Wait, that was Mr. Peanut has a monocle.
No, it's you. What you have right there is the Mandela effect. You think?
Yeah, I know, but
he never had a monocle.
Wait,
no, he didn't.
Wait,
no, he didn't.
No, yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
This is fun.
You can be on this hill, but he didn't have one. Mr. Peanut has one. The Monopoly guy did not.
I know. Peanut Man, sure, but no.
Yeah, did you like Jiffy peanut butter when you were growing up?
Which one?
Jiffy.
Yeah, is it Jiffy or Jiff?
It's Jiff, just like there's no monocle on the Monopoly guy. Because the Mandela effect, people go, I love Jiffy. And it's like, there's Skippy or there's Jiff, there's no Jiffy.
He does not wear a monocle.
He does not.
Many people claim he does.
Like Chelsea.
Well, I have my old game from 1992.
Okay. Well, you take a picture of that.
To you, that's the old game.
I know, it's like, I will send it to you.
You take a picture. You put it up on our Facebook page right now, and we will stop calling you a liar.
I'm driving, so I cannot do that right now.
Well, I'm just going to say this. If you don't do it in the next 15 minutes, we're giving out your phone number to everybody to call you and tell you you're wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Don't.
We're not going to do that.
No, I'll die on that hill. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
She's so wrong. McKenna.
Yay.
What's the hill you're going to die on?
The food at the old Casa Bonita was actually really good.
You're an idiot.
Okay, wow.
It was good it was good at the time because we didn't have Ozempic to make you immediately lose weight. But yeah, it was terrible. I remember eating the salsa there going, does this taste like sweat? And it, we all agreed that it tasted like sweat. We finished it, and then we were all in dire straits like 15 hours later. You can't... You like, what did you like? The chimichanga or something?
I don't know. There was just something about it. Like, even though, like, microwave food, you wouldn't pick it, but it's still good.
I guess, but no. I'm knocking people off of hills today because everybody's just wrong. Ellen.
Yai.
What hill are you going to die on?
You and Steve both need pet cats.
Wait, okay. What? All right, Ellen. I'm going to give you half that hill. Steve needs a cat because Steve needs an aloof thing in the house to, like, maybe lick him back to consciousness on one of his insulin shock days. Why the hell would I need a cat?
Well,
it would keep you company when your kids aren't there. It would purr for you. It would give you a good massage.
No.
Think how much drunk Mike would love having a cat.
Drunk Mike is looking for something else to purr on me and give me massages.
Slacker and Steve.
First off, you're not going to accuse me of stealing because I don't do what you're saying that I do.
No,
I do not.
You steal from your grocery store.
I stole from the grocery store I worked at. I don't steal from the grocery store I shop at.
Oh, okay.
When you work at a grocery store, who is everybody in here? You have, right?
I have. Oh, yeah.
You steal food.
No, I was only 14. I was scared to do anything.
Okay, I was like 14.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Hey, absolutely. I was trained to steal food.
Okay, what?
One of the duties of being like the low man on the totem pole in a grocery store is you had to go around with a razor blade and get the gum off the floor. Like you, so you'd go around like,
oh,
and like scrape the gum off the floor. So the guy who taught me, Dave, we're walking around the store and he's like, this is the worst job and you hate it. And he's like scraping the gum on the candy aisle. And then he goes, takes his razor blade and like slices open a thing of M&Ms. And the M&Ms spill on the floor. He's like, oh, this one's open. I guess we got to put it in the back.
Get
out. Oh my gosh. Like, oh.
You sabotage. Oh.
So then I'm chewing gum and spitting it out in front of things. I'm like, in front of the hostess hose.
Slice the makers open.
I was 14. You're right. It makes sense. Okay, but the real thing we're talking about is not stealing produce. It's touching it. The question has been asked, is it a breach of morality to squeeze a blueberry before you buy it?
You touch it, you bought it.
I agree.
Coming from the two people that don't buy produce. No.
I know, because everyone who buys produce, you think you're better than everyone.
Exactly.
We are better than you.
This piece of fruit started off across the country. It crossed through how many hands, all these miles to get here. It's still only like 18 cents, and you're like, no, not good enough for me. It's a little squishy.
Yeah. Like,
you shouldn't even test it at all. You should grab and be thankful it's there in the store to begin with.
What about
Shut
your
up, Steve! I'm tired of hearing you, little giggle box, when he's saying dumb stuff. Like, that's... No. If you know fruit, like, I'm not going to waste my money. How much is a packet of blueberries? Like $2.99 or something?
Probably more. Probably like $6.99.
Are they really that much?
Yeah.
Lately, the blueberries have been
massive.
Baby plums. They're like, they're as big as a grape. I swear to God. Because I do the Justin Timberlake thing, and the new ones you can't do it with. The Justin Timberlake thing is you buy a package of raspberries and then you impregnate the raspberry with a blueberry.
Oh, I love doing that.
It's
them gnomes.
So good. Yeah, you have to have the little blueberries to make it happen. In fact,
Justin
Driscoll's
Timberlake. I don't understand the reference.
Justin Timberlake,
he had like a drink
did it
or
on
right?
Instagram or whatever and was like, this is the only way to do it. And he put it out. And then Driscoll's, the makers of blueberries and raspberries, put out containers of already impregnated raspberries with a blueberry.
But it's still stealing.
It's not stealing. This, like, during COVID, I remember distinctly, like, Noah's like, can you make pico de guaco, which is what I call my guacamole because I don't like it smashed. I like big chunks. So I call it pico de guaco. Never mind. But, like, you can't, to get an avocado ready to make something, all the avocados look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the second you touch it, you know, oh my God, this is already too squishy. I'll never be able to make anything. Or this is so hard. This is not going to be ready unless I put it in a bag with a banana for a week.
So you put it back. You touched it. You swish it. And then
correct.
You put it back.
And during COVID, people are like, eyeballing you going like, I'm like, I have hand sanitizer on my hand. I'm wearing a mask. Like, what's the difference? What? I'm not stealing. Don't look at me like I'm stealing something.
You weren't 6 feet. You were within 3 feet of stealing.
I was within 1 inch. I practically licked him. I had to take my mask down and lick my hand 1,000 times
for the bag,
in the stupid store.
Get that,
yes,
bag open. I did the same thing too.
Or I go over to where they have asparagus on ice and dunk my hand in that.
You leave your mask
on. Or like the rainforest section.
Yes, yeah, just stand there and wait for the.
Yeah.
I just stand underneath the whole.
You act like you've been in the produce section. I was just sipping on my chocolate milk. So is it wrong to squeeze a blueberry?
No. Yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
We need people to text in to 51059, wrong or right? You can't buy, if you buy a blueberry that's too hard, it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but USDA says no. You're not supposed to.
Quote me. Tell me where are you? He Steve's on the USDA side going, according to scientists.
Well, where does it end? Why is only produce that we do that to? Why don't we cut open the bags of flour and take a sniff?
Ice cream.
Yeah, all that. We gotta make sure it's not frostbite.
You're not this dumb. Like, produce.
I might be this dumb. Don't challenge me.
No, you know, produce is the only thing that changes. Like, it is ripe, unripe, overripe.
Okay. But do you do it to meat? What about meat?
You can
stick your finger in the meat.
Oh, I see him doing that.
No. Yeah. But you look at the chicken is out. Like, you don't have to touch meat to know if it's good.
You smell it though. Mm-hmm.
I just think everyone's just acting so privileged. Like, we got all this food here, and then we're still just like so snotty about it all the time. Like, we're like, I'm not buying this.
I'm still allowed.
It's a little squishy.
No, because I want to make sure that I'm getting good fruit that's going to last me the whole time.
Gosh. I'm not wasting 18 cents on this.
Oh, my God. It's not 18 cents.
No.
It's like $5-6.
But you're screwing over everybody else.
How am I screwing over anybody else?
Because you already mashed everything.
I didn't mash it. I just squeezed it a little.
That was mashing.
No, I just barely. I just on the outsides of it.
Okay, men should never do that.
I'm just like, yes. Pretend it's you shaking the dew off the lily. That's what I do to the blueberry. Here, let me show you. Come over here. This room is hard to be in sometimes.
Yes.
Tiak has been bringing this things that have to be said in order thing to the show every day, and we've tried to ignore it. Why do you care so much about the order things are said?
It's something I don't know that I... It just sounds so weird. Like, can you imagine if someone's like, hey, can you pass me the pepper and salt? And you'd be like, what's wrong with this person?
Yeah.
I'm in danger. I need to remove myself. Okay. Like, why would you say it like that?
Now I get what you're doing. So there's certain things that have to be said
in
I
that
think so,
order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any cheese and macaroni? You hate me, right?
Like, I do.
See it in your
face. Yes, but for other reasons.
Is. Yeah, that's just adding to it. It's more like punctuation.
But it is adding. So my point.
It is not making it easier to like you.
Yeah.
So
that's
okay.
A good point, though.
But there's some that I don't understand. Like, do you have to say mom and dad?
Okay.
Why can't you say
dad and mom? Dad's alphabetically D comes before mom. So you should do dad and mom.
Dad and mom.
But we're so as a society.
Mom and dad.
It's women first, ladies first.
What about their parents? Who are they?
Grandma and grandpa.
See,
no,
that
grandpa
one,
and
that one.
No. Grandpa and grandma. Yeah.
Ooh, so why does it flip when you get older?
I do grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, it didn't
you
flip
do?
For us.
Yeah.
Grandma, grandpa.
For some
Hold
reason,
on.
I say grandma and grandpa. I say grandpa and grandma. It depends
on... You put grandma first over the man. You put the woman first.
Well,
they
let me
do
say
it
this.
All of them.
If it's a birthday, like if it's my dad's birthday and we're going up there, I don't say we're going to grandma and grandpa's house. I say we're going to grandpa and grandma's. It's his birthday.
You're going to, how'd you say it?
Grandpa and grandma's.
To me, that sounds wrong or backwards.
It does?
Yeah. To me, it does too.
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa.
And you don't put grandpa first. You don't put the man first. You put the ladies first.
Why?
Because that's always been the rule of society. They do it here. Men and women. Or women or mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
Although dad should be first because it's...
Why? How many things do we say in alphabetical order?
Gin and tonic, peanut butter and jelly.
No, gin and tonic is because... What's the... gin and tonic is because what's more prevalent. If I went into a bar and I said... I'll take a tonic and
with
gin.
A splash
and be like,
you.
You're drunk. We're not serving you.
They'll call the cops.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't need to be tackled by some dumb bouncer. That's for a tonic and gin.
I meant gin and tonic.
Wait, doesn't Billy Joel say it that way?
Yeah.
Make love to his tonic and gin.
Yep.
Oh, la, la,
yeah.
La. But he just did it for the rhyme.
Okay.
Yeah, you like peanut butter and jelly. Oh my God, I'm on TX team now.
Yeah.
Because you could, if you said,
whip me up a jelly and peanut butter.
Right?
That's so cringy.
Yeah. Or okay. Sound and safe. I know. Because you're like, what is, safe and sound.
Okay. But rock, paper, scissors. Can you say that any other way?
Scissors, rock, paper. Scissors.
Oh. Alphabetically, yeah.
Hold on. Which way's alphabetically?
Paper, rock, scissors.
Name something else you say alphabet. Slacker and Steve. Oh, that is alphabetical.
The alphabet.
But Steve and Slacker. Do you remember there was somebody who used to walk down the hall and be Stacker and Sleeve, and you're like
Yep.
Yeah, you hated that guy.
I did hate that guy, and I got him fired.
Never mind.
Slacker and Steve.
We got a little emergency OPP here. This woman has found something of her boyfriend's that she thinks he shouldn't have.
Oh, okay.
Beth?
Yay.
Yay. Hey. Let's talk about it. What's going on?
Yeah.
So a couple days ago, I found a note on my boyfriend's phone titled Roster. It had, all of these girls' names on it and contact information, as
roster.
Well as their, social media handles.
It was called Roster.
Roster, yes.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
No, can I just ask, when you say you found it, it's because it was his open screen on his phone and he left it open. It has nothing to do with you hacking his password or using his face while he was asleep and snooping through his phone.
What?
No face and no password thing, but it was open and he was in the shower. So I knew I
had 10 minutes to rifle through his social, his notes app. When you're down in the notes app, sweetheart, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're like going too far.
I didn't know if he wanted to put anything for his birthday in there, or I don't know. Usually,
God! I'm sorry. I am not victim blaming. I'm not, but you're going through his phone to see if he's got birthday ideas for himself. Is that your statement?
That's kind of extending a little far, but he did say, I know his password. He has told me I can go through his phone anytime, and this is why I'm calling you guys, because we are planning to move in together, so this is something.
Okay. Question: are you on his roster?
Oh my gosh! Actually, I'm not. That ticked me off a little bit too.
Wait,
he told me it was way before we were dating, and he admitted it.
Oh, you asked him about the roster.
Of course I did. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I
Oh, so
did.
You've already admitted that you're a snoop and that oh God, I thought we were starting this problem from way farther back. Okay. So you said, what the hell is this? To which he replied.
Unfinished business or.
Yeah. What does it mean to him?
He said that he kept a list when he was dating and on all these dating apps, and he needed to keep everything organized.
Okay. So these are women he slept with or could have slept with or were in the queue. Roster to me, I have
a done roster or
what
mark.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have?
No, they were, it was I actually don't know the full truth. I would think he would tell me, but he told me it was just to keep them, his conversations that rank them in interest and not. So they never met.
So these are just people, but he's got their name, their phone number, their socials, so he can go and refresh himself. It's like, ooh, if Tiffany reaches out, let me go remind myself of what Tiffany looks like.
Wow.
Flip through her Insta.
Dang.
And then go, that's right, she's the blonde one.
And ranked there.
Yes, and she's close to the top of my roster.
Wow.
She's not batting cleanup.
She's leaning off.
So weird.
She's in the hole.
Oh my God! Sorry, Beth. Sorry. So you, you are calling us for what? You want to know if that's a normal behavior? You want?
Yeah, I want to know. Is it weird that he kept it? That's so weird to me. I we've been exclusive for a long time, and we're planning on moving in together, and I don't know if he is who he says he is, and I'm not sure if I should. And
303-222-5423 or text in, give Beth advice at 51059. I think it's kind of okay. I think the roster itself, I don't have one.
Okay.
But
we have numbers.
My success rate. So that's two different things.
Right.
I think I know who I've had relations with, but I don't have a notes app. Here's my two ex-wives ago's Insta. Here's the girl, my one night stand snap. Like, I don't have that. I know people who are successful on the dating apps. They do have to keep people straight.
Wow.
But
I know it's a different day and age, right? So I get that. But to still have it.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like, well, why don't you just pick one of those girls then? That's what it makes me want to say.
So,
but I'm in love with him. You know, I really, we have put down a down payment and we're going to sign the lease, but we haven't yet. So this is where you guys come in.
Okay. So you've got your deposits in. Okay. I do think he should at least hide it better now.
I know.
But here's the thing, Beth, if he gave you his password, he's not
hiding it because he knows did he forget that he told you you could go?
Yeah, or forgot that he had it in there.
Yeah.
But he should let it go, or should he not? Does he not have to let it go?
Do you have yours memorized, or do you have it?
I don't have a roster. I have my list of people I've had relations with that's kind of in I don't sit around and.
Right. So and he had a jot.
Well, but he's jotting he's jotting his draft picks.
The ones that he would have.
They still could.
Right. It's like a fantasy that he could if he wasn't with Beth. Yes. So if you guys break up, he's going to the list.
Well, I've already screenshotted that list and sent it to me. So
good for you.
Oh, my Lord.
Good for you.
Okay.
I kind of want to know where you ranked on it.
Yeah. But you're not on there, so that's good. That means you're on the team.
At least, right?
If you're still on the roster, then you'd know. I don't think it's unhealthy to have done that.
Okay.
We're going to talk to other people. Like, at what point? Because I've actually talked to people who just don't take down their profile on the dating sites, even though they're seeing somebody. And it's like, why? It's like, because then I'd have to re-sign up and everything. It's like, I'm not active on it. And it's like, well, but you shouldn't you just...
It means he's expecting the relationship to end somewhere because then he's...
Or just the contingent. Like, if you moved in with somebody, would you sell all your furniture or would you put it in storage?
Oh, I'd still hang on to what's good stuff.
Right, just in case, right?
But you're saying that this is not going to work out then.
Well, there is that thing. If you have a safety net, you're going to fall. Where sometimes, you know, jump all the way in and delete your roster and get rid of your furniture, you're committed to Beth.
But the question is, do I ask him or do I even have, should I even have to ask him? You know what I mean?
To delete it.
He kind of forgot. I could tell that he was like, oh, shoot. That is, you know? So, but I still,
Yeah,
he kind of downplayed it a little bit, and he still has it on there, and he wasn't like, I'm going to take it off and whatever, so.
He should definitely make a big, if he hasn't made a big deal about getting rid of it in front of you, that's a little bit of a flag for me. Mm. But I don't live in the world,
even if I went through his phone, because I think maybe that's why he wasn't falling, you know, on his sword for me.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Hang on, Beth. We're going to find out if he's got to dump his roster or not.
Okay.
Don't move. He should have dumped it. He probably should have dumped it.
Yeah.
But then again, if there's not a ring on the finger, when do you have to dump it?
Right.
What is your, when is the moment when you have to say, I'm officially, he's not doing anything about it. It's just a list of people. I have Facebook friends.
Okay.
Do I have to like go through and go, oh, that was a girl that I met because of Bumble and like delete her as a friend? Like, it's the same thing. He's just got him. He's just a more organized dude.
So you both have to sit next to each other. You got a screen up here. Okay. I got to watch you do this to these people. And I got to watch.
So you follow who on Insta? Her? That she's hot. No, she's a fitness model that I watch her. No, you don't. She's in Denver. You got to dump her.
See.
You cannot follow that girl.
See. How about this one? Whoa.
She's friends with my sister. No, she's not. Beth wants the roster deleted. He's kind of downplaying it, but she found it through nefarious reasons. Mm. If you've got any advice for her, we could use it. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We need your advice. Slacker and Steve's OPP.
303-222-5423.
We're trying to help Beth out.
Yeah.
We learned that her boyfriend has a roster.
Yeah, of the women that he's been with.
No, the opposite.
Yeah, that's what it is. Sorry, yeah. That he wants to get with.
And they're categorized and they have their socials. Yes. And it's like, these are the people that, and it's, I think when you're actively dating, having that helps you keep, because I've kind of seen Aaron do that, because as a female, she gets hit on a ton on her dating site. So it's like, I got to keep
track of everything, of these dudes,
right.
Yeah.
Well, they're, like Beth and this man are serious enough that they've put the deposit down on a place, and she's like, I don't know what to do, because I don't feel like I can move in with him if he's still got his emergency
break the glass.
Yes, sleep with this girl if you're in trouble kind of people. So
but he's like,
she wants to know if she can force him to get rid of the list.
I like one of the excuses, though. Is this true, though, that he doesn't want to have to start over, redo password? I don't know, is it hard or is it?
I've gotten on the dating sites, had zero success, and gotten off of the.
Okay.
David?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think?
I think she should just leave it alone. If he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat with that list or not.
Yep.
So just asking him to remove it just gives her a false sense of security.
Ooh.
So he should, but shouldn't he want to get rid of it? Like, isn't that the signal that we're all looking for, is that you're not looking anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Like, men and women, I don't think this is exclusively a girl problem. Like, if I were, I would want to hear you say, yeah, I'm not going to ladies' night.
Mm.
I deleted my Hinge profile.
Yeah.
Like, it's us.
He can still say that and do the same thing if he had it or not. It just gives you a false sense of security. Yeah, it makes you feel good in the moment, but it's never a guarantee.
Dang, that's, yeah.
So, but you'd stay with this dude. You would still stay even though he's got all that info in his phone.
You know, like I said, I mean, the person did it. it would make you feel good for then, but it's not going to guarantee it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. Chelsea.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should run. That's a big red flag, especially if he's still holding on to it and he won't delete it.
But it
took so long to mine those people.
Make a little key.
Yeah, I have charts and graphs and links.
Let me not tell about his respect for women. He has to sit there and rank them and write them down.
Yeah.
Okay, Chelsea, you're going to tell me you don't do the same thing, at least even mentally?
No.
Is Ryan Reynolds hotter than, you know, what's his name? I can only think of Ryan Reynolds right now. Oh my God, he's so hot. You don't do that?
If you're potentially going to start like a relationship with this person or like date him and you take that much time to invest and rank him, that's a little crazy.
But at least he took her off the list.
Isn't that
but she was never on the list.
She doesn't know that. I bet she was on the list. Then, you get moved up to the...
Girl, you deserve better, run.
It's like nobody has to write down Jokic on the starting lineup. We all know, but you write down the bench guys.
Okay, yeah,
you're like, what's that other dude's name over there? He might have to come in at some point. We should write a list of all those guys. But you don't have to remember him.
The superstar.
I'm slaughtering his name so bad. If you're listening, Jokic, you're on my roster.
Slacker and Steve.
Marriage advice from Steve.
What? Yeah.
You've never been married. So for you to come out and do the thing where it's like, I think I read the article about people sleeping apart. I think marriages are better.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yes. You sound like someone else on the staff.
What do you know? It's like the study said 48% of people sleep better without their partner. I'm in the 52.
Okay, I would think
100%.
I would say marriages would last a lot longer because men, we all snore, and that's the biggest complaint about from women.
Whoa.
Most men snore. Yeah.
Women snore too.
True. Yes, you're right.
I am a crazy snorer.
Okay, and
a drooler. I'm going to throw it all out.
Oh, drooler.
Yeah.
I'm like,
quit
in the middle of the night, she's in there like polishing silver. I got to finish this wristband.
Maybe I do that too.
Okay, so.
And so I think just separate after you have relations. You're sleeping anyway. You're not knowing you're missing your partner.
Yeah.
So no snuggle. It's like
you can snuggle a little bit after you're done.
But are you wanting to go to a different room in a different house? Like I think you're wanting to just leave.
It feels that way. Like, yeah. RV parked out front.
It is running.
Yeah. Never to see me again.
To me, then that snuggling feels disingenuous. Okay, like you've got a time limit on it. Like you set
up with the cramming in and stuff like that.
Other
yeah, you're right. Different words. But didn't you have a wife that just was a messy, like Aaron admits she's a messy sleeper, and I'm sure her boyfriends are like, oh, I can't.
I don't think you have to snuggle and be big spoon, little spoon all night. But there's something about the comfort of rolling over and just touching that person.
Okay.
And like kissing their back or something.
Okay.
That's like,
no, I
agree.
It.
So I don't think that I would do like separate bed, separate room, separate house.
Yeah.
But like the Scandinavian sleep method.
What's
where
that?
you're in the same bed, but you each have your own like side and blanket.
Okay.
The blanket is crucial because I know a lot of people that sleep like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
And they just slowly
wrap themselves,
peel the burrito off of you. So that separate blanket would be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be in another room, dude.
But they're loud. You just.
You're not an intimate person. Like, you don't crave. If I haven't had relations with that person that particular night.
Okay.
Right.
I'm with you on that one. But at the end of the night, we've done all that. There's nothing left to do but roll over and go to sleep. Why can't just one of you sneak out and do the other one a favor and let them get a good night's sleep? If you know...
Would you be the one to sneak out?
I would be the one because
leave.
I'm the snorer. I'm the sloppy sleeper. Remove myself so they can get a good night's sleep. That helps
you're
the
relationship. You're pretending, and I want to know if this is genuine because you might actually be telling the truth. you're pretending it's about them and not you. You're saying you're leaving
to benefit
to
them.
Benefit them.
My sleep apnea, I will remove in the situation so they can benefit from this from it.
But I think the real the real story is you don't want them in your room. You want to be in a different room.
You want your own space.
I'm used to them leaving eventually, soon after me.
Your money's on the dresser.
Kind of that.
I'm all true with you.
Yes, kind of that. So you're right.
Okay. Hack.
Well, my wife loves to cuddle and I enjoy it, but I don't like cuddling all night. Like, I have, there's a point where it's like, and now it's time to sleep. So you're saying.
But can't you roll over? How big's your bed?
King.
There's tons of room on the bed.
There is, yeah. But my wife wants me to cuddle her.
So even after a certain amount of cuddling, as she drifts off to sleep, you can't like.
Well, eventually I have to. Yeah, I have to like slide out. But she doesn't like it as much because I think she feels like I'm pulling away. But it's just like I just sleep kind of better. I like roll around. I snore. I drool.
Jesus.
Aaron's been teaching me. No, but I did the same thing when she was pregnant because I was snoring really bad and she was up all night and just sleeping terrible already because she was pregnant. So I slept on the couch.
And they have
long time.
They have the best marriage.
Stop pointing at him like he
doesn't leave the room.
Right. Like the next day, she goes down to the couch and it's like a land, like sort of sea animal has been on there. It's just soaked and like I don't.
Yeah, there wasn't like a cutout of me in the wall, like running out.
I just think if she wants to feel your touch, aren't you being a bad husband by not giving her that?
I know, probably.
But I gotta sleep.
This is very strange, and I wouldn't normally make this offer, but I think you know that I like I'm your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I miss sleeping with somebody. So if you want me to just cuddle Angie all night,
but you're in the middle and he's over.
No, well, I mean, just we'll do that thing where it's like. Where, like, she starts to drift off, and then I just kind of crawl in between them, and then he kind of, like, slithers out, and I put my face in his drool spot.
So I'm going to go drool on your pillow, then.
This is coming from people who are uninterrupted, like, no responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about you. No responsibility.
No, I mean,
we know AHAC has got it all.
It's a little weird. There's a study out, or like, it was like a poll, and they asked people the ingredients for a perfect day.
Had a perfect day.
That is not how that song goes. Okay, in fact, it's the exact
remix.
Opposite. Had a bad day.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So we were all kind of like about to kick it around off air. And the very first thing on the list, he's like, this is dumb. I want everyone to know, I haven't asked anybody's opinion, but I've really been working on my stupid Steve voice. And I just, is that close? Like, this is dumb.
It sounds too strange.
Okay.
This is dumb. You know, I get,
this is dumb.
I really mean people that come up to me and realize they always say that. I love what Slacker does to your dumb voice. I'm like, what?
I don't understand. And the worst part about Steve going, this is dumb. Then we get T-Hack off the turnbuckle going, he's right, dude. Yeah.
I like that I'm a little lower.
Yeah.
Take that.
You're a lot lower. Yeah. The very first thing is getting a good night's sleep. Steve, why don't you tell us why that's stupid?
Because it says perfect day. It's not the day. It's diurnal. This is nocturnal. What are you doing? Sleep, night.
Hold
night.
On. What do you call it during the day?
Diurnal.
It is diurnal.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's in one of the books I read to my son every night. People that are awake during the day and sleep at night are diurnal.
Boom.
Huh. We can call him. He'll tell you the same. He'll read.
If you don't believe
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
What's his number?
Well, he might be napping.
Well, it's nocturnal. So.
Okay, so Steve and T-Hack, you two yahoos are too stupid to understand. That's the number one thing to have a good day. Mm-hmm. Number one. You have a terrible night's sleep. There is no amount of, okay, other than Steve, there's no way you're going to have the energy because he's taking a little day trip out to Castle Rock and getting some meth. But there's no way you're going to have a good day because you have no energy. You didn't store up. You made no serotonin.
Maybe you slept wrong and you've got like the kink in your neck and that's going to affect you.
Good night's sleep is number one thing to have a good day.
Yeah.
No matter what.
It's irrelevant to having a good day. I've never had a great day and been like, thank God I got a good night's sleep.
Well, you wouldn't
have. That made it through that day. That made that day awesome. Thank God. I hope it happens again tonight so I can have another great. It's like, it was either a great day or it wasn't. And I'll sleep tonight or I won't.
I'm going to just say this, dude. Like, you wake up and, like, the best thing in the world could happen to you. Like, you wake up and your wife is, like, Randy and she wants to, like, get all over you.
Yeah.
But you're too tired. Like, you can't, like, you just.
Too tired for that?
I was mostly referring to Steve on that one. Because he's just like, oh, I can't. I didn't get enough sleep. And my comforter is clean. And it's just dumb. I can't do it.
I'm very surprised that you're taking such a hard stance on this. As a parent, as someone who's had young kids, how many good nights of sleep did you get?
None. And I didn't have good days.
With your
I'm
kids
saying.
As young kids, yeah, they weren't good days. Those were some of the best days of your life. Okay, it doesn't matter that you're tired.
They were great days, but they weren't perfect days.
No, we got you.
No, you don't. No. It says in credits. No, it says.
You edit it.
I'm going to clip it.
You can't edit me out. We're on the air. You have to jump over here to stop me.
This is the best day ever. Yeah.
Who woke Steve up? It says for a perfect day. It's not a good day.
Guys.
So, yeah, sure. But like, no matter what great things happen to you, it's not going to be perfect if you're not lucid and like, and ready to take it on.
Well, I don't want to speak for you, but I would guess one of the most perfect, best days of your life, the day your daughter was born.
No, not a great day.
No?
Not a great day at all.
No.
Okay. No, I barely slept. We had Live at 5 that day. Need to Breathe was playing.
Oh, yeah.
And I desperately wanted to see Need to Breathe. And so
you sure remember a lot about this nothing day.
I'm at the tavern downtown, and my wife just keeps calling, going, I'm in labor.
So you is your wife Steve? Over.
Yes. Although, he was like, I'm in labor.
I was sleeping. You jumped over me.
So then I'm like, can I stay for the band, or like, how in labor are you? And then
describe the pain.
Describe how much, or scale of 1 to 10. How she's like, contractions. So I had to leave, and I didn't get to see Need to Breathe. And then I was tired. Yeah, I was like, yes, Daniel Powder said it best. The day Mia was born, I had a bad day. So having kids C-section is not a good day because there's not. It's like, at least that one was a planned C-section, but Noah was born, she pushed for like 12 hours, and then they finally had to call it, do an emergency C-section. It was awful. As I was leaving the room
with
Noah,
yeah.
It was so scary, and they're like, oh God, there's blood in her urine, and the door's closed, and I was like, wait, can I go back in? They're like, no. And it was like, it was an awful day, and I barely slept. So
okay. Well, so what would you say was one of the best days of your life? If the birth of your child didn't make the cut.
Dude.
What does make the cut?
Do you understand what we're trying to do? We're not saying it's not the best day or a good day. It's a perfect day.
Yeah. If you could put together the perfect day.
Yes.
I think if I know the perfect day is coming, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm so excited anyways. And I'm going to wake up and just go, all right, let's start this perfect day.
It's not going to be perfect if you didn't get sleep.
Guys, we got like 90 more points.
I know, there are 20 things on this list, and we just spent the last hour debating one because you're too. I'm too fucking up. Wait a minute, which one of you is that?
I'm fatigued.
Yeah, I'm tired.
All right, we'll get to the rest of the list next. Okay, we're going through a list of things. Oh, look. No one else is talking. This is good. I'm just going to read the rest of the list.
Okay, so I did look at the list, though, and it is, you can't do all of these things in one day, and some things just don't make sense.
Right.
But it's the ingredients for a perfect day. There's like 20 things on the list. I doubt very seriously we're going to get through all of it, but we got hung up on the first one because Steve doesn't believe that a good night's sleep is a part of a perfect day. And it absolutely is. We've now all agreed, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. No. Next.
I just woke up. What happened?
Then, like, what are the ones that you everybody's got the list in front of them. What other ones do you have umbrage with, rocket scientist Steve?
Feeling the sun on your face?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Dermatology problem? I don't need dry skin, and I got all this.
You're saying a healthy dose of vitamin D, not that vitamin
Pilform.
D.
No.
Pilform is not the same. Go outside. Even when it's freezing cold, I go outside.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be SPF. You got to put all this stuff on. You got to wear a hat.
You pretending you even know what sunscreen, like the vessel it comes in, is ridiculous.
I know it smells like coconut. That's pretty cool.
That's sun tan lotion.
Yeah, that's SPF.
That's sun tan opposite. Lotion does the exact opposite.
You pour the SPF in the lotion and you put it on.
No, they don't.
Well, they should start.
You're talking about like Hawaiian Tropic, the girl you lost your V
you
card to.
That. Thank you.
700 years ago. Well, she was literally rubbing real coconuts on her. What are we doing?
I forgot.
Okay, getting sun on your face. Can the rest of us agree?
A million percent.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. Okay.
Okay. How about a quality meal?
Yes.
With sustenance?
Yeah, what do you mean by quality?
The filling?
One of my favorite meals? Because that's not going to be quality. It's going to be low quality. But it's going to be part of my perfect day.
That's
What's your
fine.
Perfect meal? What would make you the other? It's Culver's, isn't it?
It's probably Culver's. Yeah,
that's
Culver's.
Fine.
I like Applebee's a lot. The appetizer sampler. You should try. No, everyone should try
there
it.
Are
Listeners,
times
try it.
Where I am really close. This is probably a heavier conversation than we should have on the air. But there are times where I'm very close to not calling you a coworker, but actually calling you friend. Like,
oh,
I think.
Wow.
And then you say stupid crap like that. And then I just want to take it all back. Like, we're barely acquaintances.
Just because I'm eating good in the neighborhood?
Aaron, would you eat at Applebee's? Oh, God. Okay.
If I was, like, forced to, it wouldn't be in my top
Correct.
20 pick.
Yes. There'd have to be. You'd have to be.
We're forcing you to have a perfect day.
You're walking down some street in Littleton. A van pulls up next to you, throws a bag over your head. You're like,
we gotta eat
please. We're going to get Riblets right now. Yeah.
That is best case scenario for me if I get kidnapped.
That is your perfect day. Yeah. Applebee's, if you have a windowless cargo van and you're in the tech center, is there an Applebee's near you? Oh, yeah.
No, there isn't. There isn't. That's why it's so good. It was the only place at the town where I went to college in, and they had half-price apps late night. So it was like the hang place. It was happening.
But do you actually like the food then, or did you like the experience?
Yes, I like the food. Okay. The experience I have, I don't know.
I tried to give you an out.
Isn't Applebee's one of the places where they say something stupid to you that like you
they
hate?
They do, and my wife used to actually be the hostess, and they would force her to say, see you tomorrow. And everyone would look at her and be like, what? Like, do you know something that we don't? Like, no.
We're actually a bomb shelter. Crap's going to hit the fan tomorrow about 3.
See you then.
Yeah. And people are like, I just ate Applebee's. I'm not coming back.
Because it is one of those restaurants that once you've had it, you need a break.
Like, and don't tell others I was here.
Right.
Pleasure.
Oh, my God. Now we've done like 3 things on the list.
Yeah, perfect.
There's one on here that I don't understand.
Okay.
Like, I am on board with finding things like sun on your face and your favorite meal and blah, blah, blah. A hot bath makes zero sense to me. How?
Steve, why did you point to me?
Ladies. For hot ladies in a hot bath and a good book.
Oh, here, there's no dated things in your statement there. You're right, Steve. Bathtubs should just have a carve out for a hoo-ha in the bottom of them because no one with a pee-pee ever gets in a bathtub. What? I don't like them because to me, it's like why I don't like soup. Soup is just meat water and a bath is just you soaking in your own.
Yeah,
you're
Phil,
just, you are the broth.
You are.
It's gross.
I know.
You're not clean.
No.
The only times I've ever taken a bath is like, I'll take a shower, then get in the bath.
Well, no, opposite. You bathe,
no.
Then you shower, you rinse all the stuff off.
I get the stuff off of me so I can be in the tub.
Oh, you should do both then. Yeah, good idea.
Go back and forth and back and forth.
Oh, just do what. No.
Because if you're, I know, but I just don't want to lay in my own filth.
Right, that part sucks.
Yeah, so, but, like...
Well, you're talking to the wrong person. Steve loves that.
I gotta get the Applebee's off of me.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I can't decide if we're united or divided on the 14-year-old girl topic here. Are we?
Whoa.
Can you
let's
be
just
more
let that sit. Yeah. Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Aaron. No, it's a 14-year-old girl lost her door because she wouldn't stop slamming it.
Yeah.
She was warned.
Yes, mm-hmm. Repeatedly. She was punished repeatedly. And she still wouldn't.
How does everybody in this room feel about the door slamming? Because I'm... It, to me... This is going to sound snobberish, which is kind of my MO. I have solid core doors in my house.
Yeah.
If you slam that door and anybody is anywhere near it, they could lose a limb.
Amen.
It's terrifying to me. So I like once put a pencil in the door and had my son slam the door and it just snapped
smart.
It in two.
He saw.
Immediately he was like, oh, wow. And I'm like, yeah. If you...
I'm so jealous of the solid core doors.
Yeah, because slamming the other doors.
When my dad came to our house the first time, he's like, oh, hollow core doors. Just that little comment, I've never forgotten it. Now, every time I close the door, I'm like, God, what a piece of junk. Why did I buy this?
You can replace them, like, one at a time.
I've looked into it. Not cost
effective. But, like, here's the problem that I have with it. I think if she keeps doing that, you have to take it away from her.
The door.
Which is what the parent did. They were like, you just don't get the door.
Yep.
She's 14.
Privacy, there's things.
They put up a curtain.
Oh, they...
It's not the same.
I wouldn't even put up the curtain.
Like, you're you lost it.
You were warned, like, having your privacy is a privilege that you have been, like, not taking... You haven't had the responsibility to take care... I feel like I'm talking about the Berenstain Bears book. With privilege comes responsibility.
Okay.
You have a responsibility to do the right thing and to maintain your privilege. And if we've given you warnings, you continue to act this way, now you've lost the privilege.
But you don't want to see or hear... I mean, I'm speaking as a 14-year-old boy. If it was a 14-year-old boy, I would not want to take his door away. I want him to be able to be in that room and take care of business.
Ooh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Even for like a week?
14-year-old boys can get a lot done in a week.
Yeah.
And it's like...
If they needed to have a closed door, they could go to the bathroom.
I guess, but I don't want to have to blacklight. I want to concentrate. I want to concentrate
one
that damage
only.
To me. Like, this is the room.
Well, I have the hollow core door, so I can't do the snapping. I'm going to do the demonstration to my daughter, and she's going to go,
the door will break.
Exactly.
You can, like, pre-break a pencil and, like,
yeah,
have it ready.
I don't think they're wrong in doing it, but I just think there's times where it's like taking your kids, if your kid is screwing up and you take their phone away, I get that, but then they're going to school and they don't have their phone and you're really punishing you.
Because
then you can't
tell
them where you're picking them up. You can't talk to them about, like, if there was an emergency at school or they had an allergic reaction or something. Like, sometimes the punishment is too much, and like taking away the door while it sends the signal you can't slam it at all anymore, but then they have zero. A 14-year-old girl should be able to go in there and like be with her thoughts and have like you got to take something else away from her.
Well, I agree she should be able to do that, but she chose not to. She didn't listen to the warnings, like, so there has to be a punishment, and I think the punishment has to match what it's like. We've talked about before, there's the girl who had bad grades, so her mom shaved her head to punish her. Well, that punishment doesn't match the action at all. So that doesn't make sense. So
but
the kid's not going to understand.
What can you do when she's got bad grades? Like, get eye speculums and make her sit there and look at a textbook all day long? Like, she's on Clockwork Orange? I don't know, you
would take away other distractions that are taking away from schoolwork, or get her a tutor or something like that. Like,
but I think that that mom in that case was she had bad grades because she was consumed with social media. So she's like, you're not going to be pretty for social media anymore. You'll stop taking pictures of yourself now that your head is shaved, so you'll buckle down.
But that's also more, granted, it's not permanent, but that's the only word I can think of, because it takes forever for hair to grow back. Yeah. You can put a door back on its hinges immediately.
So everyone in this room would just take that door from that 14-year-old, no matter what.
You said something a long time ago that on one of your birthdays or Christmas, your parents got you a bed, and you're like, they owe me a bed. They have to provide me a bed. This isn't a gift.
It didn't feel like a gift.
Though your parents, do they owe you your privacy? Do they have to provide you with privacy?
I think once you reach an age where you're going to do private things, they do owe you that.
Wow.
But you're also at the age where you should be respecting the property, the area that you're living in. Like, and that includes not slamming doors.
Can't we just make her sleep on the couch or something? I don't know what the right punishment is, but I just think
it doesn't feel right taking the door.
Like, she can go in there as long as she closes the door quietly, but maybe she doesn't get to sleep in there. Or there's something else, but you can't take away a place where she could go in there and just
be safe.
Jesus, they were putting cry rooms on universities so college kids could be like, I'm overwhelmed and I just need to walk into this weird little janitor closet and like,
yeah, it's soundproof. We're good. Love it.
That's all I think that she should still have that. Because she's obviously got some pent up anger. That's why she's slamming her door. Take something else away from her. I don't know what it is.
Or maybe find out what's wrong and try and help her from that angle instead of just. As a result, you're right.
What was just burn the house down. This can't be real.
I know, right?
You don't do it?
I would. My whole life,
no,
I needed
that's
it.
That's real.
There's people who don't do.
Oh, you just said do it.
Do. There's people who don't put a top sheet on their bed.
Yeah. Why do you need a top sheet?
To protect your comforter. And some germs, because your comforter, it's hard to wash all the time. So
yeah, all the oils from your skin and stuff. Your comforter is not easy to wash.
Yeah.
Mine but is, because I have a duvet, so I just take the cover off.
Oh my God, we're one of those fancy duvet people. But you can never, trying to get the cover back on the duvet, even though you tie four corners.
It does take a little bit.
It's just, then put a sheet on. Also, it's just, there's something about the airiness, like brand new. I have finally seen the light. Like 5 years ago, I switched every piece of bedding I have to bright white.
Nice.
Bright
white. Good.
Because then you can just put it in the washer
with
so much bleach
and
hit the hottest temperature known to man. It's practically steamy in my laundry room. But then when you put them on your bed, it's like going into a hotel.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's nice.
Oh, okay.
But you need, hold on. You're saying out loud that if I were a woman at the Aurora Target on Gartrell at 10 o'clock at night, just before closing, and I catch your eye in the potted meat aisle, and you're like,
a big lead up.
Want to split a can at my place? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Where do I sign? And we end up back at your house. You peel back your comforter. And there's nothing there.
I know.
The fitted sheet is on the bed. You don't have a top sheet.
It's because the top sheet, for some reason, it was so old, it had a hole in it down by my feet. And then my toe would get cut. And, and so I just ripped it off one night and forgot to replace it. Now the comforter is touching my nasty body. And now I got to dry clean the comforter. It's like $50. This is costing me money.
I would say if the comforter has been touching your nasty body as long as you're describing,
just throw it away.
Yeah, burn that thing.
Okay. I probably will have to. I didn't have a top sheet. Top sheet, $5 saves.
But this is literally a debate. The Z's or somebody.
Well, you don't need it. Well, okay. So
you don't need it.
No, I do have a top sheet on.
Okay.
But it's covering and protecting my fitted sheet, not my comforter.
So you sleep on top of it.
I lay on it. Yeah. I never use it.
Hack, help me.
So it only gets tangled up and twisted
as
you move around?
No, that's the thing. It doesn't?
Because
it's like
so you've got it tucked in all the way. So then what? Then why do you have the other sheet? What's protecting? This is the dumb. Sheets are to protect your bed.
Your mattress cover.
Yeah, so I have the fitted and then the top sheet protecting my bed.
But then all you need is one of those.
You need a mattress
both.
Cover.
How nasty are you?
Well,
I'm just saying, what
it's
are you?
Not just me.
What are you doing that is going to soak through two sheets? Yeah.
That's what you don't want it to soak through two.
Oh, you're saying if he's sharing
yes,
it, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. You hold, go, girl.
What? Is that really what we're talking about?
Well, no.
I have a mattress protector.
Yeah.
So you have that one first. Yep. And that's for any...
I just hate being... Because the fitted sheet, I feel like, just adds extra tangle. I don't want to be under both. I want the looseness of the comforter because I do roll. And so I also want to cuddle with my comforter.
Isn't the backside of your duvet not cool? Like, to me, like, a lot of the comforters we have are like fuzzy and delicious on the top. Like, when you, it's just what you see and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh,
and then the part that is like this, jute. It's like jute. Yeah. Thank you. Now that I know what jute is, it's essentially bamboo sticks. It's some sort of, you know, prisoner of war camp, horrifying thing.
No, mine's soft.
It's soft on both sides.
Yeah.
So then, okay, I still don't like it. I think, because the nicest hotel you're going to go to, some of them have two sheets on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't use either of them.
So you...
What are you doing in the hotel room?
Well, I just ran into this dude at Target.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story of what not to use if your toilet is plugged.
I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I got a story where apparently a plumber went missing and in a crawl space and had to be... We're not sure why he's in there, what happened, but we'll find out.
Will we find him?
Yes, hopefully.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Los Angeles.
Oh.
50-year-old plumber was working at a home in L.A. He ducked into a crawl space under the home to do some work. The homeowners didn't hear from him about 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got worried.
Oh.
So they shouted for the guy, no answer, so they ended up calling 911. Firefighters, everybody showed up again, searching around the... Yes, that. They spotted a portion of his body.
No, God, no!
Yeah, he was unresponsive. They began cutting holes in the floor with chainsaws.
Oh!
And that's when he woke up. Apparently, he's been napping in the crawl space.
He sleeps like an angel.
Paramedics evaluate. He's fine. Just a little groggy, but yeah, he just...
He fell asleep in a crawl space?
The homeowner's on the job.
Oh, wow. That's a little concerning.
Yeah.
It didn't wake up with the sirens and the...
None of that.
Okay. My story also, not from Florida, but it is from Germany. Yeah. So there was a woman who was trying to get rid of the remains of a meal.
Okay.
I don't know if that means she was making a stinky.
Oh.
Or she was vomiting.
It could be.
Or she was just throwing the food down. But she tried to flush the stuff down the toilet.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It did not work.
Okay.
She tried to use cleaning tools to get the stuff out of the toilet.
Oh.
It did not work. Mm. So she put her arm down in the toilet.
Here we go.
Now she's stuck in the toilet.
No!
She heard the helicopter outside and said, give me the chopper. She had to call. Luckily, she had a phone.
Oh, so she...
In her other hand, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
So the firefighters had to come use chainsaws.
Oh, man, no way.
Yeah, they got it all out.
Okay.
Firefighters had to break the toilet apart.
Oh, pew.
To get her arm out of the little...
Yeah.
Use a plunger.
There. Thank you.
It's the easiest advice we can give you for all of it. Those were all the stupid people you find for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.